It's time for Swap Meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
That's right, and a new, I keep on saying day and time. It's right. New day, but not the same. It's same time. Thursday nights for the Swap Meet. We all own something that connects us to this great area that we live in, whether it's memorabilia or souvenir. We go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's history. What do you have tonight? It's a Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you got, and we'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. It's a chance to brag about the things we've collected over the years. My guest tonight, as always, Greg Flam. He goes by DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, and he's in studio. Greg, good to see you on a Thursday.
Great to see you. Yeah, it feels different.
You got a Thursday glow to you.
I do. It's that moisturizer. It's great. It's fun to switch nights because you get probably a different crowd.
Yeah. The Wednesday night people, you know, they're a little Thursday night's a little laid back. They're already in weekend mode.
The Wednesday night people have learned and they're out there picking.
Yeah,
so now
right.
We get the Thursday night people educated.
How was your holiday? Good?
It was awesome. Thank you. Was yours?
It was good. Happy New Year. Did you spend time picking? Did you go around? Did you take a break?
No, this is kind of a break right now. Yeah.
Too cold to pick.
Yeah, I'm at Peloton every weekend selling there. So if it's not Thursday or Friday, I'm really not picking this season.
I was going to say, not too many garage sales happening.
But, you know, the word on the street, everyone's starting to jones a little bit, you know, to get out there and start picking. So, yeah,
well, maybe
getting
this
ready.
Weekend. Maybe when it gets up to the 30s, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. 312-981-7200. Okay, before we start, what'd you bring in tonight? I see a nice little poster here framed.
It's individual. Brochures from the late 50s to 78. I bring this stuff, you know, not because it's a huge wow factor, but it's stuff that is in people's basements or attics that people are paying money for. I mean, some of these are worth $5 to $20 a piece, and some can go higher as well. Obviously, supply and demand will determine
that.
You
got a 78 Jeep poster. Yep. You got a mighty Chrysler.
57, yep.
1957. Still got the stamp.
Kirby Chappelle. 6200 Southwestern.
Nice. Get a little Dodge Colt. That was my first car. Dodge
really?
Colt. Yeah.
The Chevy Vega. Similar to that same color, too.
That was yours?
Yeah, the orange color, yeah. But yeah, and then 78 Audis and 65 Oldsmobile. Out of all of them, I think the Colt one is worth the most.
Yeah,
like
of course.
$20.
Yeah. Of course. Well, that's why I had one.
Right.
You know,
of course.
I was Dodge Colt because I knew it was hot.
You got to sign yours. And,
right. I would probably be able to get $25-$50 for the Dodge Colt after I was done with it.
The Colt, yeah, right.
Yeah, and it wasn't too much to it.
Did you get it new or used? Or
it was my dad's old car, and I got it when I was 16, and I drove it till it died. And the thing, everyone knew I was coming because the muffler fell off. And it was one of those things, I just felt so bad for my neighbors because I would, in the morning when I would leave for school or whatever, I'd go warm it up, you know, in the driveway, and it would do this thing where bum, 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 bum. And then when it was ready to warm up, it would speed up a little bit.
Wow.
It would be like, and then come down, so you knew it was warmed up, but I'd wake the whole neighbor up.
There you go.
Up with a Dodge Colt. Real strong. First car, Dodge Colt. Hey, I had an Alpine. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I did have an Alpine.
It's always the steers were worth more than the car, our first cars, right?
312-981-7200. All right, let's start it off with John. John, what do you want to brag about tonight, John?
Hi, I got a team autographed 1964 San Francisco Giants.
Ooh,
okay.
With Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Bobby Bonds, Juan Marichal, Jim Hart,
signed?
The whole team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, and was that a photo or a baseball or what?
No, it's a baseball.
Baseball, okay.
I grew up close to Billy Pierce. His son, myself, were friends.
Okay,
and his dad played for him his last year.
Wow. Well, if you know anything about our show with team signed anything, photos, balls, footballs, sometimes some of the signatures are not authentic. They're what they call auto pen. So you have to, you know, I mean, hopefully in your case, it is all real. All the signatures are real. And then it can go up from there. But Right now, I'm saying a little bit over 600 for Team One. And let me see what
is it—the full team or is it just the stars?
No, the full team.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing any that are sold.
It is all authentic too. Sure. There's no like computerized thing. Sure.
What's a Willie Mays signature like? Is it strong? Is it good looking?
asking the caller,
John. What do you think? What's a Willie McCovey signature like? Is it strong?
To tell you the truth, I haven't looked at the ball in years.
Yeah.
Do you put it in a little glass box? Like, do you have it like in storage that way? That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those little glass.
Yeah,
bags.
Right.
Yeah, and something like that too. If you were to sell it, you know, the buyer and buyers are going to want it graded. You know, they're going to, you know, so you might have to send away and get that graded to get the most money for that. So that's something else to think about. But to ballpark it as is without being graded, you know, you're probably in the 400 to 600 range
to
start.
Wow, there you go. Way to start.
And I would do an auction as well. It could go higher than that.
There you go. Thanks, John.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's a good start, a 400 to 600.
Yep.
Usually you're like, this is so great. It's worth bucks. 15 bucks.
Right.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you got the National Geographics. What do you want to brag about?
Well, it's not so much bragging. I'm to the point where I needed to start downsizing stuff and clear stuff out of my attic. I have all the National Geographics from 1925 on.
What?
A lot of duplicates and some of the earlier ones.
So you have like from 1925 to now?
Oh yeah, till current, till the
How many of those are there? Thousands of magazines in your basement?
Oh, it's a lot of shelves full of the basement. It's heavy.
Wow.
But I don't have the maps.
I was going to ask about the maps.
Yeah, no, I have some of the maps, but mostly I do. Oh, I basically just have the magazines.
Yeah, parents had a subscription to National Geographic. As a kid, that is a boring magazine.
Yeah.
You would think.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
I know.
And we hit some libraries moving, so I got to buy some older ones and things. And so along the way, I've accumulated way more than I have room for if we downsize our home.
Okay.
If you look deep enough, though, you might see a boob.
Right.
Yeah,
that
would be the only reason.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Years ago, but I get it.
Right. If you were to sell them, I would separate them by each year, of course. So if you are going to sell them, just to give you an idea, like 1914, which I know is earlier than what you have, but that's like $200 for the set for that year.
Wow.
Seriously?
So, yeah. I'm trying to find like 1925 and
you can make hundreds of dollars off this, Jim. It's just you have to be pretty organized and diligent about it.
Yeah, you'll have to sort it by year. But the good thing is it's media rate. So your shipping, if you were to ship that, wouldn't cost that much.
Yeah.
So that's
good. Interesting. Is that like an eBay thing, or how do I do that?
Yeah, you could do it there. You could do any other online site. But, yeah, obviously eBay is probably the most common.
Yeah.
And, like I said, media rate, throw a signature. I put a signature on anything over like 40, 50 bucks just to be safe.
All right. Well, that's very cool. I appreciate the information because they're sorted year by year. Maybe I could start picking off a year or two at a time.
There you go. Make some room for the new magazines that are coming in.
Right.
Or for Smaller House. Yeah.
Right. Cool.
All right, thanks, Jim. All right, 312-981-7200. We're getting some Thursday night. People are excited.
A little bit of higher
Let's go to another Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Whatever day you go to, I'm going to follow you.
Right. Awesome. We'd like to hear that.
I've got a Cheech and Chong album called Bamboo.
Yeah.
And it's still, and you open it up, and there's a giant rolling paper.
Nice.
Of course there is.
Now all I need is some of that Denver stuff, and we'll be in. All
right. And coming soon to a state near you, right?
Yeah, right. Not if Jeff Sessions has anything to say about it.
Right.
What? That's a famous record, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like the idea that it folds out and there's rolling papers in it. So
yep.
Cheech and Chong.
No, it's got one big giant rolling paper for like making a. I don't know, like a party joint or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Did that come with a sticker as well, do you know? Because I'm seeing some with a sticker as well. But
this one doesn't have a sticker.
That's all right. You're probably looking to start about $20, $25. Obviously, it was mass-produced, so there's a lot out there. But the key is, like you said, the big rolling paper that adds value.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll have you guys check on another time, though, is I've got all my wife's Beatle albums that have never been opened.
Wow.
What?
Now you're talking some big money.
She's got, It's unbelievable. There's at least 15 albums there.
Just unopened? Like she just
opened.
Wow.
She just decided, she's like, this is just not the music for me. Stop buying me Beatles records.
Yeah, well, yeah, I tell you, if you walked into Wolves and Peloton, you'd be tackled, I think, if you brought those
in.
Yeah. So if and you also have my Facebook page. If you ever do want to sell them or get the value or where you should start with them, you'll feel free to message
me. Just go to add to page picker.
Yep.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks. Good luck.
All right, guys. Hey.
Oh, darn. Happy New Year. Trigger finger there. Sorry about that. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's do one more call, then we'll take a break. Let's go to Craig. Craig, what do you want to brag about, bud?
I have Who's Who in Baseball. It's like a Reader's Digest-sized baseball book that shows statistics of every player. And the company recently went belly up. They no longer produce them.
Okay.
I have them from either 82 or from 88 onward.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
So you got the 80s baseball players references?
I got Who's Who in Baseball from like either 82 or 88.
I'll bet you I can name rosters. And this is my thing. Craig, this is my thing.
I love baseball statistics. So I would read the book from cover to cover, and I would put them downstairs. They're in a cool, cold room that's been, they're down there for like years.
I love those digests.
I was thinking of throwing it away, but I'm sure they're worth something.
They have to be, right? They were almost like Reader's Digest, but just stats. I had some of those. What's the company? Do you know the company? You remember?
I don't remember the company without going downstairs and getting one, but they didn't produce them this year, and I was wondering why, so I went online, and they said they were sold.
Yeah.
I was wondering what they're worth.
Unfortunately, they're not as high as you might think. We need Beats by Zim on this sound effect. But yeah, they're like $10 to $25 depending on the condition.
Come on,
some might be more. I mean, and you might want to, if you didn't get them yourself. Sometimes you can find them at a garage sale. They'll have some signatures in them, so that's what you need to look for.
Who?
I got them at like Jewel. Jewel would sell them every year. 7-Eleven would sell them every year.
Yeah.
Who played shortstop for the 1988 Cincinnati Reds?
I want to say Johnny Bench was the catcher.
Well, that's early. That's the 70s.
I don't remember without going downstairs with my book.
Or
Barry Larkin.
There you go.
I was going early. I thought you said
so you got Sabo at the hot corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the other side, I forgot who was playing first at that point. But the Reds and the Reds are classic late 80s. Eric Davis was on that team. Maybe he had a couple other guys. Anyway, I could do this all day. We can do Minnesota Twins.
Right.
So they're not worth nothing?
Yeah, I mean, they're $15 to $25. Again, some years might be better than others.
How do I go about finding out?
Do a search on eBay and just make sure. I want to tell everyone this is don't just look it up and take that price. You have to click sold on the left side on your computer phone. There's a filter part on the phone and click sold. So that will give you like what they're really going for and what people are paying for.
All right, thanks, Craig.
Thanks.
What about my encyclopedic knowledge of 80s baseball players? Is that worth anything?
You're doing it right now, Justin. You're the man right here.
I get $10 to $15 on that?
Oh, man.
I can tell you who played left field for the A's.
It's invaluable. Nice.
That's my favorite thing in the world. We just do 80s baseball for the rest. Just derail the swap meet entirely so I can just continue to talk about who played second base for I don't even know who the second base for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
All right, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker in studio. We're doing the swap meet. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Continue. Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on the download, 720 WGN. Justin Coffin with Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call. I got great stuff, and I want to thank 219. Said Hal Morris from Munster, Indiana, was playing first for those Cincinnati Reds.
Nice.
I'm telling you, we can do it all night.
See, Download Nation. Well, can count on them.
Oh!
That's awesome.
That's so good. All right. 815 says, I have an original Mr. Machine in working order in its original box. What would it be worth? An original Mr. Machine.
That surprised me. One recently sold for over $450.
What?
Yeah, in the box.
What is a Mr. Machine?
It looks like a toy. It was made by Ideal Company, and they were out of Hollis, New York, I think. And but yeah, Ideal Toys, if you see that brand, they're usually good pickup at garage sales or estate sales. You can get it, usually get them for under $6-7, and they usually return you know, pretty well. But yeah, that game, you know, on average it's like $250, but if you have it in the box, I say you're probably in the $400 range.
Wow.
Then.
Man, this is the Thursday night crowd bringing the hundreds of dollars. They're not messing around.
All right. It's like
Wednesday night, we're like, some $750.
Yeah.
Maybe get a 10 spot.
Yep.
These guys are $400 or $500.
Yep.
630 says, I got a fully operational 1924 Underwood typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's a picture of it, too.
Yep.
It's a typewriter. A fully operational one. 1924 Underwood typewriter. Do these things go for stuff?
Yeah. They're in the $300 range as
what?
Well. Yeah. So. Working condition, maybe a little bit more than that. But people are just buying them, you know, just for decoration. It doesn't even have to be working. They'll pay, you know, $75, $150 for non-working.
Really?
Yep.
Jeez, man.
I know.
I really need to get out to my parents' pole barn, go through my stuff, man. Yep. I just feel like I could pay like a month's rent.
Easily.
With all the garbage that I've got in the old bins.
Yep.
Our overly pinned Beastie Boys posters worth anything? Like, oh, I mean, really?
Overly pinned,
some tape on the back ripped the corners,
not so much. Yeah, if they weren't pinned or anything, then, you know, that'd probably be $25 to $40 for that poster.
Like a Lamborghini, like maybe from when I was 13, like a really strong red Lamborghini with ripped corners,
not
the tape
so much,
on them,
yeah.
Not as much.
Now you're bringing us back to Wednesdays.
That's what I bring to this. I have a feeling there'll be a lot of good stuff in there. All right, yeah. Let's go to Ken. Sure? Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
Sorry, I collect pole lamps, floor-to-ceiling static pole lamps. You know what I'm talking about?
Pole lamps?
P-O-L-E, pole.
Right, and what was the brand?
Sorry, what?
Was there a brand that you mentioned?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, there was no brand. There are various ones, but, you know, they're on springs from the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mid-century mounted, right?
Mid-century mounted, yeah. I've got five of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just garage sale, you know.
Yeah, I wish we kept ours. Growing up, we had one. And we also had the spring-loaded pole, like, album racks. There was, like, three of them on a spring-loaded, like, the lamp. Yeah, so, yeah, no, that's cool. How long, so you collect them?
Well, I don't know if I collect them. I use them. They're plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of use them.
Okay. Let me see.
The more hideous, the better.
Right.
And when I was thinking, you said the albums... I saw somebody get something delivered today on my porch, and I thought, when was the last time I saw a record album in a cardboard box laying on your porch?
Oh, really?
Back in, Columbia House days?
Columbia
right?
House. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Like it was vinyl?
On vinyl, yeah. Yep.
You know, once in a while, bands will come through when they do Studio 435, and they'll play here, and at the end, they're like, we'd like to give you this, and it's a vinyl, like, in the whole thing, and I'm like, I don't have a way to play this at all. Like, I work at a radio station. I don't even know where the turntables are in this
right.
place. I mean, it's awesome. It looks awesome. It's art. It's
right.
cool. It's cool, but I don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
You can always give them to me.
Right.
I'll do that. I'll put them in the mail so they can show up on your they can show up on your doorstep in a cardboard box.
Right.
All right, what do you got, Greg?
Some are selling in the 300 range, but there are people asking over 2,000 for some of these.
Wow.
So, yeah. But for the sole prices are usually in the 250 to 300 range, working condition, of course.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're playing a swap meet here on Thursdays, our brand new time. It's the same time, 10 o'clock, but it's a brand new day. It's like when they moved Wings from Wednesday to Thursday,
right.
Or as someone called out earlier, Caroline in the City. Swap meet is like the Caroline in the City
right.
of the download. We just moved it. It was doing so well on Wednesdays, we said it's prime time, time
yep.
for Thursdays. All right, we got a lot of text, people on the line as well. 312-981-7200. Before we do that, let's get an update on tonight's news. It's the download. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold. There's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with J. Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Here we are on Thursday nights now. The Swap Meet 2018 moving from Wednesdays to Thursdays. 312-981-7200. The Thursday night crowd getting big paychecks.
Bringing it. Yep.
Payouts. People coming in with good stuff. Say, hey, I got this little thing. Is it worth anything? And Greg is giving the goods. Yeah, saying,
making it rain.
Bucks, making it rain.
As the kids say.
As the kids. All right, here we go. David. David, start us off. What do you want to brag about, bud?
Yeah, I've got a three-quarter size commemorative football that has about 45 signatures from the championship Bears Super Bowl team. It's got the coach. It's got Walter, Singletary, Hampton, Dent, almost the entire team.
How about a Tyrone Keyes?
Guys are missing. Sorry?
Is there a Tyrone Keyes on there? He's on there? Okay.
He is on there, yeah. Yeah, he's there. It's almost everybody. It's about 40 or so, 45 names on that.
Did we try to figure out who's not on it? Is Jeff Fisher not on it? Didn't he play on the 85 Bears?
He was.
I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know if he's particularly on that, but I know all the famous ones, the big ones are there.
He returned punts, and I think he was kind of like the practice squad guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was like, he got injured and then ended up helping out Buddy Ryan a lot.
Right.
So I don't know if he played any.
Willie Gault there, so.
Okay. I will say this. I was telling this earlier, David, you like this, as Greg looks this up. I found out a new way to watch TV. This during the holiday season, I have Comcast, and I got the new remote that you can talk to. But the TV told me that if I say my search and I put on YouTube on the back end, it'll search YouTube for me, and I can watch YouTube through Comcast. And so you know what the first thing I did? As I said, 85 Bears versus Dallas Cowboys on YouTube, the full game. And I watched one night, my wife was so annoyed with me, I watched an hour and a half of the Summerall Madden Bears-Cowboys 85 game. It was a great game. The Bears defense had Danny White on his heels the entire time. It was awesome. So if you get a chance, go check.
Awesome.
Yeah, go check that game out. That,
Steve Fuller.
Fuller was quarterback, right?
Yep.
And Peyton wasn't. It was all defense. Defense just was all. They won that game anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's move on from that regular season Fritz game.
Yeah, I mean, Fritz Perry scored in the Super Bowl, and Walter didn't.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's true.
What do you got? What do you got?
Well, not as many signatures as he has, but they're like 400 plus. I mean, with as many signatures.
$400?
Yeah.
And, for the 85 Bears? Yeah. You'd think that'd be $5. It feels like there's 85 Bears everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, just a Peyton one, 400
really?
Plus. Yeah, just for Peyton's signature on it. On a football.
Oh, man. I got to tell my childhood friend, Richie Fraschella, he had a.
But again, you know,
he had a ball signed by Peyton. You get $400 for that.
Yeah. Again, you know, conditions, everything. If you grade it, you'll get more money. If you don't grade it, you know, you give up a few hundred. So, you know, if you are going to sell it, look into that.
All right. Thanks, David.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
I had a Michael Jordan poster early on.
Which one?
It was an early one where he's a young guy dunking, and my neighbor worked as a maintenance guy in one of the buildings downtown that he would come into, and he got him to sign it, so it wasn't one of those. And then I mean, it's wrinkled. It's got a lot of rips on the corners.
Yeah.
And I don't think it made it through the first, like, spring cleaning that I was assigned to do to my bedroom when it got ripped in half or something like that. But I had that for a while. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, you're...
I'm the perfect guy for the swap meet. Everything that I had of value, I ruined within 6 months.
We're still
going
to do... We have to do the one episode a year. What did we call it? Ambiguous swap meet. What's the name of it?
All right, here we go. Steve, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Steve?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello.
Steve.
What do you want to brag about, bud? You're on.
Hey, how you doing? I got a hockey puck by Bobby Hall.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, little story behind it, real quick. I don't want to hold the radio up.
No,
go ahead.
This is what it's for, stories.
Okay. I'll start by saying I'm not a big sports fan. I just started listening to the radio on the way home. I got tired of the music, and I like to talk. But, I was in the alley when I was younger, about 14, and some kids were playing hockey, and they took a hockey puck out of an abandoned garage. And they threw it on the ground, and they were playing with it for about 10 minutes and walked away, left the puck there. I picked it up, and I noticed there was a face on it with an autograph, brought it home. I took my dad, and he said, Yeah, it's Bobby Hall. So,
wow, that after's been played.
5 years
with.
Ago, I went and I got it. What's that?
5 years ago, what happened?
Oh, I went and I got it checked out, and it's pretty real. So
that's great.
Yeah. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Hall is probably in the 100 to 150 range, depending on condition, but yours has been played with now. So you're probably still in the $80 to $100 range, though, I would think.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good, man. Thanks
for calling.
Nice talking to you guys. Take it easy.
Take care. Happy New Year. All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. We're on a sports roll.
Yep.
Let's keep going. Let's go to Len. Len, what do you want to brag about, Len?
You know, about 20 years ago, my favorite baseball player ever in Chicago was Dick Allen.
Yeah.
Yes. And about 25 years ago, I'm helping a friend move who was a customer of mine at the Mercantile Exchange. He was a trader. And I see the Dick Allen 40-ounce bat sitting in the corner. And, you know, I said, Craig, can I have that bat instead of you giving me a Christmas bonus this year? And turns out his dad was good friends with John Allen, who was the owner of the Sox when Dick Allen played.
Okay.
And John Allen gave the bat to my friend's dad.
Wow.
And he gave me that bat. And, you know, that's the last time anyone ever used a 40-ounce bat. I think the largest bat now is about 34 ounces.
Right.
And what's cool about the bat, though, is all the weight's at the end of it. So actually, when you swing it, it doesn't feel like 40 ounces.
Right.
It's like a perfect 16-inch softball bat.
Mm.
You know, you want the bigger bat so you can just club that thing.
Yep.
Yeah. But, he had the coolest swing ever. And he had it was called a buggy whip swing.
Yep.
Where you actually tip the head of the bat towards the pitcher, and then you just started all the momentum. And when you came through the hitting zone, I mean, he had that thing just, you know, sweeping through.
What does a signed bat go for, Greg?
There aren't any that recently sold, but there are quite a few available, ranging from $175 to $3,500.
But
I can tell you the history of his bats. He used Adirondacks that season.
Okay.
So those are the game used bats are pretty valuable. They're probably over $1,000.
Yeah, that's probably the $3,500 ones. It does say game used.
His All-Star bat is worth about $7,000.
Right.
In a 67 All-Star game.
Okay.
It's the K-55 model. It was a Louisville slugger. The big thing in bats is before early 80s, guys only ordered, you know, a dozen or so bats because the memorabilia thing really started kicking in like 77, 78.
Right. Okay.
Then they started ordering all these bats up until today.
Right.
So, the market is saturated now, but back then, you know, Mickey Mantle used the same model, the K-55 Louisville Slugger. His 61 bat is worth about $100,000.
Wow.
Len, thank you for the bat history.
That is awesome. Good information.
Awesome. Good work. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I've got a lot of useless knowledge.
Welcome to the swap meet,
right,
buddy.
We need it.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
There
bye-bye.
You go. All right. We need more people like Len, right? Useless knowledge kills it on this show. 312-981-7200. 773's got a tin advertising sign for Campbell's Soup, Campbell's Kids.
Yep.
Okay. Had it up on the kitchen wall for over a doorway for over 40 years. Perfect condition. It's like a poster with a bunch of kids just hanging out, like flexing muscles. And
right.
Says, Campbell's Soup, give vigor and strength.
Yeah, I'm not finding the original vintage ones, but that same sign that he sent in via text, I find it repro, and it's like 25, 40, but obviously his 40-year-old one, I'd have to say it's a few hundred, you know, easily $300 to $400.
That's nice. I like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's keep going here. 219 says, my wife's looking to get rid of a bunch of Disney original VHS tapes. Mm. Going back years, including original movies like Fun and Fancy Free, Beauty and the Beast, and Little Mermaid. They're in the original boxes, and I was just wondering if there's some value to that collection. We got at least 30 of them.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
As a lot, I don't know. I'd have to put that maybe in the $400 range as a lot. Some could be $100, $135. there's we've talked about in the past this Black Diamond Disney thing. Some are, you know, you'll see sold for $3,000. I can't explain it. I don't know what to tell you other than the longer story is some executives with Disney got these rare Black Diamond tapes,
right,
and then and now it's misinformation throughout the internet. It's crazy. But yeah, realistically, I think you're at about 75 to 125 per tape.
All right. Per tape?
Yep, per tape. If they're the original, there's the white clamshell, and then they switched. So if they're the white clamshell, you're easily in the $100 range per tape.
Nice. Wow. I got to go back and look and see what I can.
But most are $10, so just, you know, you have to do your homework on
it. Darn it. But I bent, kind of broken Lion King.
Right.
Where are we at with that?
$4, yeah.
Well, taped off of AMC. Is that good anything? All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll return and finish out tonight's inaugural Thursday night voyage. That is the Swap Meet. Greg Flam is here, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Right, it's a swap meet here, 312-981-7200. Our first Thursday night swap meet. Greg Flam with us at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Joins us every week here. It'll be Thursday nights, 10 to 11. Let's get to it. Howard, what do you want to brag about, Howard?
Hey, guys. While you're doing all this sports stuff, I got something totally unrelated.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm in. My dad had a business, and I still have the IBM PC Junior with a dot matrix printer and the floppy disk. Wow. It's all in operating condition.
Wow.
From back in the 80s.
That's amazing.
It is.
Don't do the update.
Right.
There are no updates for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're probably in the $250 range, $300 range.
Oh, come on. That's it?
It's just a shame, you know, that the Apple stuff from that era gets way more than...
What? Yeah, than, how can I can buy a Dell laptop for that much money, a right. new one.
Yep.
How does an IBM PC Junior only get you $300?
That's what they're going for.
Is there someone I can talk to? Is there a manager I can talk?
Like customer service.
I figure there probably wasn't a big collectible market for stuff like that.
No, there is.
And around, I've got it.
No, you'll definitely be able to sell that if you put that out.
Yeah, but still,
I know it's only $350. So try to do it's local pickup because you'll lose a lot on shipping.
That's $300 in my pocket. Right. I don't need to have it anymore.
Right.
I say hold on to it for another 50 years. See what happens.
Pack it away.
That's it. Have a good night.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's go to Todd. Todd gets us back on the sports kick. What do you got, Todd? What do you want to brag about?
Hey, I've got Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II programs. Ooh. Above average condition, not pristine. Pages are white. They're both signed by Bart Starr.
Wow.
15. SB1 MVP and SB2 MVP.
Wasn't he beating like the Kansas City Chiefs?
They're with Tri Sports authenticated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that
but that's
definitely
right.
Helps.
Super Bowl I, didn't the Packers beat the Chiefs, or was that it?
Yeah, it was Packer Chiefs in one.
Yeah, and then Oakland.
Oh. Yep. Okay.
They're all over the place, but since yours is graded, you could probably be on the higher side. One sold recently for $300, and one also sold for $1,500. So I'd say you're more in the $1,000, $1,500, maybe more, because you're graded. And definitely do an auction if you were to sell.
There you go. Jeez. Todd, you're the winner tonight.
Thank you.
Nice work. Huh?
Thank you.
So Bart Starr putting his signature on a program is more money than an IBM PC computer from the 80s.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know about that.
Yep. Now, you know, like an Apple, whatever the first Apple computer was, that'd be different.
Right. All right, let's keep going here. I've 815 says, my friend has an original 2XL. What does that mean?
That I'm not sure, other than... there was a robot called 2XL that played tapes, and you can like do a quiz with it. It was made by Tiger Electronics in the, I want to say, late 70s, early 80s. They then went on to make one that used either data cartridges or CDs. But I found one, and it was the cassette version. I was able to clean it up and sell for like $40.
Huh.
So with no tapes, you know, no box, nothing, just a robot. I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. If it's something else, please text in a picture.
Maybe it's like a double XL t-shirt.
Right.
You know, Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
You know, that's, you punch in 2XL on eBay, yeah, you're getting
a lot of stuff.
100,000 items, yeah.
708 says, I have a few old Life magazines. I know you said taking the ads out and framing them would be worth more than the magazines themselves.
This is true.
What kind of ads are most sought after?
Okay, the ads you want to look for in any of the vintage magazines will be car ads, stereo ads, some of the like, you know, cigarette or liquor ads, especially if they have a celebrity with it, you know. But in with Life magazine, their ads weren't really anything exceptional. The issues you want to look for with Life are obviously Beatles and Marilyn Monroe. Those can get $200 each. But the magazine that I really find some great ads is Look magazine is the one, you know, you should be looking for.
Looking for.
Right. Sure. So that one, yeah, that has all had right. some great ads. I found one that had a 8-track tape carousel, an ad for a company in England that made this 8-track tape carousel. Never seen that thing in my life. And then to see an ad for it was even cooler. Wow. So, yeah.
All right, let's go to Derek. Derek, what do you want to brag about, Derek?
I have the original Nintendo with a bunch of games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that a Duck Hunt? You got Duck Hunt on that one?
I've got Duck Hunt.
Mike How Tyson about Contra? You got Contra?
I've got Contra.
Contra, up, up, down, down, 1-2, 1-2.
Top 10 AB, NES AB. Games. Go.
AB, AB, right?
All right. Okay, so do you have the box? I mean, what condition is it in?
No. Okay. It's just regular Nintendo. Yeah. The box, the console itself looks fine. No dents or any scratches or anything like that.
I've got a Nintendo, like kind of like the Nintendo Super Nintendo that I've got in my house, and the wires to the controller are completely like frayed.
Yep.
It still works. Once in a while, it kind of goes on the fritz, especially when I'm trying to go in for a layup.
It shows
my 90s Bulls.
Right.
But what's that word? No, what do you got for the original Nintendo? Not in the box.
Not in the box. I would still price, look up each individual game, because some of those games could be like $50 to $100, maybe more. But it, as far as a lot, if they're kind of the $5 games individually, you're probably looking at $80 to $130 if it works. But I would probably just sell like the game unit itself with the controllers, all the wires, of course, and maybe just with Duck Hunt, just sell that for like $80 to $100.
You got Spy Hunter?
I don't remember. I've got like 30 games.
How about RBI Baseball? That was my fave. I think it was RBI Baseball. Home Run Baseball, RBI Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a baseball game. I haven't looked at them in years. Yeah. You know,
I like them. All right, Derek.
You can play on your phone now.
Yeah, well, look it up. You might get some money off the specific games. Thanks, right. Derek. Let's keep moving here. Let's go to Ken. I'm confused on this. Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
I've got two hand clippers. When I used to cut hair with hand clippers that were not electric.
Oh, interesting.
So those things are basically a dime a dozen, but the two big names are Oster and Andis, and I have them both in the box, and one of them has the, I don't remember which one, one of them has the cutting hair instructions. Now, these are the kind of the barbers use.
This I was going to say, how'd you get them? Are you a barber?
Well, yes, I'm a barber, but I got it through a sale, and the guy didn't know what it was, and I said, oh, but because it was the clipper that went with the box, I went with it. It's called 000, and it was the same size clipper that the box was advertising.
Wow.
So they're hand cool. clippers.
I like that. Hand clippers. Not
do you remember
that?
Or do you remember anybody talking about them?
No, I have no idea.
When you were little and got it cut by, it pulled on the side by the sideburns, and it always pulled. You know, ow, ow.
Yeah, right.
Because you weren't moving your hand fast right. enough to cut it.
Wow.
But have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't, no.
I haven't until now. Haven't. I'm looking them up, and there's quite a few, and they do sell, yeah. So they're definitely selling, but they're just not that high or as high as you would think. Some have sold
for. A lot of them don't have brand names, but being Andis and Oster, yeah. I thought maybe that's
I looked up Oster for you, and they go right. for $10 and up, so.
That's all? Oh,
yeah, I mean, there might be a couple here that are like 40 or 50, but for the most part.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like you said, people just don't know what they are, or they're just right. kind of a generational thing where, you know, as the generations go on, people can't appreciate
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Some people will see. Yeah, okay. Take care.
No, great. Thanks for calling.
Sorry to cut him off there. We only got 2 minutes left here.
Yep.
Bob, what do you got, Bob? What do you want to brag about?
In 1951, the baseball All-Star game, I believe, was held at Comiskey Park, and my dad went, and I was a little kid. But I have the program from the 1951 baseball All-Star game gave me.
Wow.
That's very cool.
That is awesome. Let's see what we can get for you.
All right. 1951 All-Star game at Comiskey.
I think it was at Comiskey. I think it's 51. Yeah, I was a little kid.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, 51.
It was in Detroit.
Program.
It was in Detroit?
Okay.
Feature Jackie Robinson. Oh, Stan Musial.
Nice.
Wow.
Dom DiMaggio.
Wow. That was Joe DiMaggio's brother. There was three brothers.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a program. I'm seeing like a ticket stub that has gone for like 122. The 1959 All-Star went for $65. So I think you'd be over $100 for that, depending on the condition.
And the Dom DiMaggio.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200. This is probably the end. There's some good stuff. Just maybe next time, TiVo in the box, never opened. Original Pong game, nice. Any value. Early iPods, never used. Let's finish with Jim, though, since on the line. Jim, what do you want to brag about to finish us up tonight?
I got Miami Dolphins tickets from 1960 when they were naming the team. My father-in-law called them with the name, the Dolphins, and he was the third one that sent in. So they gave him preseason Miami Dolphins tickets with the thank you letter and all the stuff behind it. But
1960
pristine
go-to Miami Dolphins pristine tickets.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks, Jim. Check it out.
We'll check it out. And
I don't know. I mean, does that stuff go for when you talk about specific team? I mean, it's the inaugural season, right? That's
right.
So maybe there is something.
Yeah, I'm seeing like $30 to $50,
and right. Probably more to actually go to the game.
Yeah,
right. Greg Flamm, of course, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to holler at him, he joins us every Thursday night to do the swap meet here in the Download. New date. Same fun, right, Greg?
Right, always.
Good to see you, buddy. Happy New
Thanks.
Year.